What if sharing our most private data with big tech isn't always a bad thing? Wait. Don't all at me at once. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. Don't get me wrong, tech companies have done a lot to damage our trust in them. So there was some understandable concern when this week the world learnt that Google is running a project called Nightingale, amassing health data from millions of Americans via a contract with a huge healthcare system, Ascension. And that actually may be completely legal under the health privacy law known as HIPAA. Lawmakers have opened an inquiry into that. But maybe, just maybe, this data gathering isn't an example of something we have to feel too freaked out about. There could even be some advantages. To understand how that may be true, I spoke to Devon McGraw, an attorney who was formerly a HIPAA enforcer at the US Department of Health and Human Services, and she gave me this example.
Let's say they do some predictive analysis of the data, and they find that of all of the people with diabetes being treated in the Ascension healthcare system, only 50% of them are receiving all of the preventive exams that they're supposed to be getting. And if they can quickly identify who those patients are to Ascension and allow Ascension to intervene with those patients to get them in for their preventive exams, it improves the outcomes for those diabetic patients. Make sure they don't fall through the cracks. That's a pretty simple example. It's actually a kind of an analytics example of the kind of work that lots of companies do in the healthcare space already. But the power of Google and the amount of data that they potentially could also bring to the table might actually make those analytics work better and work faster.
And there are laws in place. You've worked on the enforcement of some of them to protect our healthcare records and the privacy around them. Are they enough in these sort of situations to protect us?
Well, it certainly is comforting to know that at least for this particular project, Google is going to be regulated by HIPAA. Google and any other companies that are stepping into the healthcare space in this way and gathering identifiable data. But that may not be enough, frankly, to enable people to trust the company. One big potential loophole is the ability of a contractor in healthcare, which is technically called a business associate, to be able to take the identifiable health information that they're collecting when they're providing services for a healthcare institution and then to de-identify it. Now, there are standards in the law about how to de-identify data, but they don't require that data to be anonymized to a degree of zero risk of re-identification. So there's still some re-identification risk there. And when that data is in the hands of a large tech company like Google that has so much other data that it could use to re-identify patients, I think the re-identification risks may not be well captured by current law. And again, once that data is considered to be de-identified under HIPAA standards, whether it could be re-identified or not, that data just doesn't have those kinds of protections and restrictions that HIPAA would otherwise provide. And so I think that's a big concern when you're talking about a tech company like a Google or a Facebook or an Amazon or a Microsoft, where, again, the amount of data that they're collecting through their other lines of business makes it that much more plausible that they could re-identify or be able to successfully link data to a patient and then use that data in their other lines of business. And I understand that Google is talking about commitments that it's made not to do that, and I think that that's really important. But those are contractual commitments and not necessarily commitments for which a regulator could hold them necessarily legally accountable for.
Ultimately, privacy is always the thing that comes up in particularly media reports around these types of issues. But what's the real risk? I mean, what does it matter if some of our data is shared more widely?
Sure. I mean, the risk is potentially people could be harmed by this data, like if the data are used to deny them benefits or to treat them differently, either from an economic perspective or a social perspective. But I think the greater risk, which is often underplayed, is the risk that people will not go seek healthcare for sensitive conditions because they're worried about what's going to happen with their data. And when people have privacy concerns that cause them to not go get healthcare, that has ripple effects. It doesn't just impact them individually, but it impacts whether our data sets are accurate about you know, the health of our populations and whether people are getting the care that they need and the services that they need. And this is where I think privacy becomes critically important.
So on balance, do you think that this is a good development in healthcare analytics or not?
I think it's a positive development. I would call myself cautious, probably a little more cautiously optimistic than some other privacy advocates. I think there's so much good that can come out of big tech coming into this space, but it has to be done in a responsible way. And I'm not entirely sure that our regulations are quite up to the task. And so I can completely understand why there's been so much outcry about this.
Devin McGraw is now Chief Regulatory Officer at Citizen, a health records startup. And Google's and Ascension's statements on all of this are up at marketplacetech.org. And now for some related links. The Wall Street Journal was the first with the Project Nightingale story. It has all the details. And as it says, the data involved in the initiative encompasses lab results, doctor diagnoses, hospitalization records. It amounts to a complete health history, including patient names and dates of birth. And it's that level of very personal data sharing that certainly could sound scary. As Bloomberg Law says, Facebook, Google, and other technology giants face an uphill battle, convincing patients their online health products will help keep their private information secure and won't yield targeted ads. Devin McGraw talked about the idea of anonymized data. That's the reassurance that we're often given. Any data that's shared is handed over as kind of a big aggregate data dump. It's stripped of things like names and addresses. And that's still very useful as big data to spot trends and patterns. The trouble is, it's becoming increasingly clear that it's very easy to re-identify individuals in this data. Researchers from Europe managed to figure out who 99.98% of people in an anonymous data set were when they had just 15 demographic attributes. And we give those away when we add things like our ages, genders, or marital statuses to our online profiles. As then FBI Director James Comey said in 2017, there is no such thing as absolute privacy in America. Stephanie Hughes and Matt Purdy produce Marketplace Tech. Jody Becker is our senior producer. Robin Edgar is our engineer. And our intern is Jesus Alvarado. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.